So I just want to share a few thoughts as we, for those of us who are at Well Street, we kind of finish off the series that we've been looking at recently, which was called Telling Stories, based upon some of the parables of Jesus. Parables, in case you don't know, are stories that Jesus told, which had a particular point to make, and hence the parable of the persistent widow that Hannah's just read for us. So I want to talk from that theme, which really is from I am a God to Jesus is Lord. Let me explain, if we can move on to the next slide. Does anyone know who this is? Okay. Anyone like to, come on you old ones, you kind of retired, you should know surely. Who knows who this is? Anyone going to go for it?
David Beckham.
Yeah, thanks Chris. Ewan has got it. A gold star to Ewan. This is Kanye West. Now, I have to say that my knowledge of Kanye West is quite limited. You know, he is a world-famous US rapper and songwriter who is said, according to Wikipedia, to have 140 million album sales to his name. I have to say, Kanye has not really been on my playlist, not on the list of music that I play. The most I knew about him was that he is married to the reality TV star Kim Kardashian. Heard of her? Yeah, a bit more heard of than Kanye. That's interesting. Kim Kardashian, who's just been in the news so much. And the other thing I knew about them was that they named their first child North, hence Northwest. And they've had three more children, and I really wanted to find that they had named the other children Southeast and something else, because West-West would just be stupid, wouldn't it, to call a child that. But they haven't. But if you really want to know what the other names of the children are, you can look it up, as I did. Until last week, I would have struggled to name a single song that Kanye West performs. But then Kanye released an album called Jesus is Lord. And it kind of sparked my interest, and various emails, signposting different blogs were dropping into my inbox. And one of them actually was entitled From I Am a God to Jesus is Lord. And so Kanye, it turns out, has become a Christian. Now, this probably came as something of a surprise to many of his fans. In 2013, he released an album called Yeezus. Now, if that isn't making a grand claim close to Jesus, I don't know what is. And if that seems a grandiose claim, he backed it up with a song on the album called I Am a God. And here is an extract with one word asterisk out, as it's a word we don't normally use in church, okay? And it says this, and it's quite interesting. I just talked to Jesus. He said, what's up, Jesus? I said, I'm chilling. Trying to stack these millions. I know he the most high, but I am a close high. Mi casa, tu casa, that's our cosa nostra. I am a God, I am a God, I am a God. 2013, that was. Did Kanye West really think that he was close in status to Jesus? Was he claiming that his megastar status made him almost as popular as the one whom Christians believe is the Son of God? If he did believe that, Kanye changed his tune. The title track of the new album quotes words straight from the Bible, coming up now. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. And it seems that Kanye has realized, despite his megastardom, which sees many fans worship him, that he must bow the knee and worship Jesus. And that is some change, really, isn't it? That is some change from I am a God to Jesus is Lord. If you think Kanye West was arrogant, boastful, and deluded to say, I am a God, are we really any different? Are we really any different? The Bible tells a beautiful story, and you may know it, of how God created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. And God created human beings, male and female. And when he looked at us, he saw that we were very good. Very good is what it says at the beginning of the Bible. But then the story takes a turn for the worse. We decided that we knew better than God. We set ourselves up as gods. We went from good to not particularly good, to bad, to worse. And if we're honest, each one of us in our lives has made mistakes that we'd probably love to go back and change and undo, but can't. And the Bible tells the story of how the original relationship of God with human beings has become broken due to us trying to be like God, trying to say that we know better. And yet here's the good news. God has loved us through all of that. And if even now you're thinking of the mess that your life has become, God still loves you and always will. Well, what's true for us is also true for Kanye. God loves him and always has and always will. And I think Kanye knew his need of something more than the fame that he was pursuing. Take a look at these lyrics coming up now from a 2004 album in a song called Jesus Walks. Interesting. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Jesus walks with me. The only thing I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. I want Jesus. Jesus walks. And I don't think there is nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. Jesus walks with me. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoke in so long. I want Jesus. Seems to me that there is a yearning for the wrongs that he has done to be righted, to be forgiven, a deep desire to talk to God. So, when did you last talk to God? If only it were that easy, hey, pick up a telephone. But it kind of is. But when did you last talk to God? Perhaps never. Although surveys show that most people, whether they're people of a religious faith or not, at some time in their lives will talk to God. They will talk to something that they believe is out there somewhere. Perhaps this morning you have talked to God. Perhaps right now, even now, you are talking to God. Or maybe you've prayed for something really important in your life or in the world, and nothing seems to happen. So you've given up on prayer. Because there's always that thing, isn't there? If we pray, will God answer? I think it's the next slide. There we go. Will God answer? Our Bible reading began with these words. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. A widow has a grievance against an adversary. She wants justice. She goes to the judge in her town, but he is unjust, and he cares nothing about God nor what people think. He refuses to do anything. She goes back and asks again. He refuses. She goes back and asks again. He refuses. She goes back yet again. He refuses. She keeps going back, and eventually he gives in and gives her justice just to get her off his back. What's the moral of this story? What's Jesus trying to tell us through this story? I think it's this, that if even an unjust judge will grant justice to the woman who's been treated unfairly, how much more will a loving and a just God want to answer our prayers? So if you want to talk to God, and praying is basically just talking with God, if you want to talk to him, don't be afraid. That's what I want to say. Don't be afraid that God won't hear. Don't be afraid that God ain't listening. God is. The Bible says God wants us to pray to him. He wants us to pray to him, and he knows what we will pray before we even pray it, because he is God, but he still wants us to pray it. And also, the Bible tells us too that God's already working on the answer to the prayer before we ask the question. How cool is that, eh? And you can ask anything that you like of God. Now, there are things that you might like to happen, let's be honest, things we all might like to happen, which are unlikely to be answered by God with a yes. For example, if I pray to God that I would win the national lottery, it's unlikely to happen. In fact, I would say it's nigh on impossible, since I don't buy a ticket. It ain't going to happen, is it? And it's unlikely, really, that God is going to answer that sort of self-seeking, self-serving prayer. And sometimes God's answer might not be the one that you want it to be. We often pray, and we do this in church, we maybe do this in our homes as well. We pray for people who are not well, and we pray that God would bring healing to them. And sometimes it happens. And sometimes it doesn't. But you know what? It's still good to pray. And whatever happens, God is with us through our challenges as a source of comfort and hope. And often that is God's answer to prayer. I don't have all of the answers about why some of the things we pray for that surely God would want to kind of change around, he doesn't answer in the way that we want. But I do know that God is with me through everything, helping me through everything. I hope that you all know the number to call for the emergency services, yes? What is it? What would you call if you wanted the police? 999, brilliant, absolutely. So it is 999. Do you know what, as I was inserting my phone into the selfie stick there, I inadvertently inserted it connecting with one of the side buttons, and I suddenly realized it was about to make an emergency call, because it can do that without putting your password in. Phew, just stopped it in time. I've never heard that noise. You heard it, didn't you, Ewan? I never heard that noise before. What is it, I wondered, as it was counting down to the point where it would make that call. There's a verse in the Bible that I like to call God's telephone number, and this is it. Jeremiah 3:3:3. Some of you will have heard of that. Jeremiah is a book in the Bible. And it says this. This is God's message. The God who made earth, made it livable and lasting, known everywhere as God. Call to me, and I will answer you. I'll tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. The living God says, call to me and I will answer you. Maybe you doubt that God exists and find it hard to believe in a loving God. I want to say to you, call him, call to him, and he will answer. Another verse from the Bible says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. God wants to be found by you, so don't give up. Don't give up because he seems silent to start off with. Just persevere in your prayer, just as that widow in the story kept persevering with her plea to the unjust judge. A loving God wants to be found by you. I want to end with a question. Is God calling you? It's not a great great image of Jesus, is it? But it was the one I found when I Googled it. Don't focus too much on the photo, representation of Jesus. But focus on what's beneath that. Most of us these days have a mobile phone. Call comes through. We know what we can do, don't we? We can either accept it or we can reject it. We can decline. God comes looking for us. It's what we've been learning in recent weeks in our church here. God has come looking for us. He's come calling us through his son, Jesus. He has never stopped loving us, even when we stopped loving him. And another verse from the Bible tells us that, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I am pleased that Kanye West has become a Christian. To go back to that early song of his and the lyric from that, he could not right his own wrongs, but he's found a savior in Jesus Christ who can right his wrongs. It's good when anyone believes in Jesus, whether or not they are a famous rap artist. Never mind famous rap artists, we have a princess with us this morning, don't we? And that is far better for us today. And we've heard how something of Princess's journey of faith. We've heard how she believes that Jesus is a real person, God's son. And we've heard today as well that Jesus died on a cross and made up for all of the rubbish in our lives. And Jesus rose from the dead and is alive today. And by his Spirit, Jesus is here now. And whether or not you are calling him, I believe that Jesus is calling you. The question is, will you answer or will you decline? Will you decline? Or will you answer the Jesus who is calling you and longs for you to follow him, to believe in him, to love him as he loves you? And that's what we're celebrating this morning, really. We're celebrating with Princess, as in a few minutes' time we'll be baptizing her. We're celebrating that God loves Princess so much that in Jesus, he has died for her. And many of us here know what that means. Many of us can look back to the times when we were baptized, maybe as believers, or the times when we were confirmed in our faith. We can look back to special moments where we told others, really, that we love Jesus. But do you want to love Jesus? Experience tells me that often at times such as this, well, always, I think, at times such as this, God is speaking to others, to you, whether you know it or not. And I'd like to lead us in a prayer which gives you the opportunity to say yes to Jesus if today's the time for you to answer the call. It is going to appear on the screen here. I think you can probably just about read it if you want to. Just have a look through that for a moment, and then I'm going to pray aloud on our behalf. And if you want to make that your prayer, then echo my words in the silence of your heart. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I hear you calling me. And today I want to answer your call. Thank you that even when I never knew you, you always knew me. Thank you that even when I have given up on you, You have never given up on me. Lord Jesus, forgive me all the times when I thought I knew best and made myself God. Thank you that you know what's best for me because you are God. So here and now, I commit myself to trusting you and following your ways as best I can. I ask you to live in me and fill me with your spirit and your love. Give me hope for the future and the promise of an eternal home with you. Amen. Let me just